To fill the role of guest speaker tonight, we needed someone who can fulfill several requirements. Of course, he had to be an interesting and pleasing speaker, but he also had to be a common kofa befitting our Rav. He had to be someone preferably who our Rav has a personal and close relationship with. And wouldn't it be great if he really understood the life, challenges, and occasional frustrations of a Rav, and the special relationship that a Rav shares with his Kehila? Once we had those specifications laid out, our choice was clear. The Moshe took a leap, traveled from Quentin Road to Avenue by way of Minneapolis, is the beloved, well-known Rav of the Aguda of Avenue L, the occasional fill-in for us at Mishmar. We're all looking forward to his Divrei Bracha. Please, Rabbi Levy.
Shus the Maradasri Didi Bachavivi, Magura Bisrol Shlita, and his Rebbitzin Shlita, his hush of a mother, my Rebbe, Rabbi Spitzer, he was my fourth grade Rebbe, and a tremendous influence on myself and thousands of Talmidim, and his Rebbitzin, Achai Berea. 18 years ago, I was featured for Shabbos at Camp Benos. My daughter, Shalom Estrina, had come from Minneapolis to be in camp. She was there for 9 years. She ended up becoming a share counselor, but the head of share was Rebbitzin Reisner. This was the first time I got to meet her. Basically, I'm standing in front of 600 screaming girls who have zero interest in what I am about to say, and Rebbitzin Reisner does as follows. She pivots to the right. She pivots to the left. And 600 girls go silent. I'm going to try it in my shul next shot and see if it works. How do I speak about the Rav? How do I refer to him? Mireinu, he's a Rosh Hashiva in Taravadans. Rosh HaYeshiva in Taravadans. Certainly the Murad Asra of this Kehila. But I don't come here in that vein. He's my friend. Ever since I landed on these shores nearly 6 years ago, he's been one of my closest friends. He dances at my children's chasana as if he's an uncle. And he's there for me for Eitzav Issei Shia. And we've been involved in many projects. The Pesiyat Dishmaya so great fruition. The Torah Kedusha was given to Klal Yisrael under duress. By Yisyatzu B'tachta Sahol, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Peches, Olamit Shekofa Aleim Hal Kigigas, how do you stand under a mountain? So the Rebbeinu Shalom picked up the mountain into Kablein Mutov Vimlav Shom Tehek Vlasa. If you receive the Torah, it's all fine. If not there, whatever community you end up in, if there's no Torah, you're going to be buried. And the question is, why does the Gemara say, Kofa Aleim Hal Kigigis? Kofa Aleim Hal! The mountain was lifted up, and they'll be buried there under the mountain. Shom Tate Furasre. A Goyen Ramosha Salavechik Zatzal explained that you can live in a Gigas. The Gigas is not the death knell. You can survive and breathe and eat under the vats in an overturned barrel. Of his dusk left, is that considered living? Torah, turning Saturday night into Matzoi Shabbos with 1,200 Talmidim and thousands around the world, Dos Heis Galept, a Mishmer, Rabbanei Teirah Shebalabatim come and learn Behiun Das Heiskalep. The Navi comes to life, Das Heiskalep. In America you have what Rav Shalom Shradron would call tongue-in-cheek, Sunday, Shabbos, Shemi, Shalgolias, where fellas can sit and watch 3 football games in a row, and they can consume pretzels and pizza and hot dogs and beer of a dozen dish geleft. Geleft is Torah and mitzvahs and hanochas tefillin and chesed. Das is geleft. So what the Rav and Rebbetzin have taught Klal Yisrael is that there's living and then there's living. There's taking the words of the Navi and bringing them to life and spinning out magnificent shiurim that are mahana thousands and thousands of yid. Das is geleft. And how does he accomplish this? As a friend, I'll tell you the secret. Shir HaShirim, Shekeinim and Shikus Piyu, you can only kiss one person at a time. There's no drive-by kissing. You connect to the person and you change their life. And that's what it says in Tehillim. Hinel mitzvah v'toyra or, it starts off with a nair. It starts off in the Eitzah Svarim of the Miri Yeshiva, Ava Yisubanim, he came to learn with his children. And there were other Balabatim that were bored. And he said, let's learn a little Navi, from Debbie Gavaxen, a chapter in the history of Klal Yisrael. It starts off with a pasuk, with a chabura, with a few fellas. Kiner mitzvah v'teira or, but you put it all together, you string it all together, this magnificent Arat Torah that stretches from America to Arzeinu HaKdoshe throughout Europe. Miriam HaNeviah responds to the Shira of the Anoshim. Vatikach Miriam Achois Aroi Es HaToif Biyoda. Vatan Lohen Miriam Ashiro LaShem Ki Goi Go Sus V'Reich V'Rom HaBayom. What was wrong with the shira of the men? And there was a need for a response by Miriam. And why specifically those words? Chilachaz Yoshvei Kolosha Zekeli Van Veyu. Dafka those words. Ashiro LaShem Ki Goi Go Sus V'Reich V'Rom HaBayom. And what's the definitive article? Vatikach Miriam Es HaToif. Women took tupim. There were dances of the Mechailos. Vasis HaToif. And the other, what did she play with her feet? Of course she took it in her hand. And why is she referred to as the Achois Aroi, not Achois Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Makis. Moshe Rabbeinu caused the Yam to split. As an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was the medium, the vehicle, so why does it say Achois Aron? Says the Divrei Yirmiyahu, a gewaltige insight. The Gemara in Soite on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Bava Basra talks about an apilion that when Amram divorced his wife Lishovanu Amele, Miriam Anavia, according to some Mefarshim, was 5 years old, and she convinced her father Xeroscha Kosha Mishal Paroi Kari LeGaza Azachorim Yugayzan Azachom the Kevites. Parei legaza elo elam hazeh elam hazeh elam hava you being gaza, says Rashi, because when a child is born for a nanosecond in this world, he's zechet elam haba. So Miriam HaNeviah says, think about elam haba. And Amram acquiesces. And two people dance throughout the night. Miriam and Aaron, Achois Aaron. And for the next 80 years, says the Divrei Yirmiyahu, a preeminent Rav in pre-war Europe, Klal Yisrael heard the beat of that drum for 80 years. When they fell into Yiush despair, she said, Mashiach Yisrael is going to lead us out of Mitzrayim. And for 80 years there was hot toif that she always had bayad in her hand. And now after 80 years this kriyas yamsuf, Atanu and Miriam, Ashiru Hashem ki goy go, sus baroich bay. All these years I'm now validated my position. All these years I had this very same drum, and I beat this melody to encourage, and now it's come to fruition. Ashiru Hashem ki goy go, sus baroich bay Roma bayom. So it was the very same type that she beat for 80 years. There are Rabbanim and there are Rabbanim, the Oshi Yeshiva and the Oshi Yeshiva, the Magidei Shiur, Magidei Shiur. There are those that are Zeicha to beat the drum, to be there. One-on-one. I've been involved with Rav Reisman in many, many covert, private inyanim, helping out in Akune, helping out individuals that Pashit had no life, being Megayer, a whole family that nobody knew about. And it's always with that same encouragement of the Koyach HaTorah beating the drum, Oshir al Hashem ki goy go. There's a future, there's Klal Yisrael. There's a Gevaldige Torah. His wonderful son, the Talmud Chacham, spoke about his father's dream of sitting in Kohel. What does he do in the summer? Under the Hulians there he goes and he learns in our Sameach. And he tells me he's masking to give one shear there at the end of his stay. And during the crisis in Altsinu HaFdeisha, what was he doing? He was sitting and learning, daf after daf. Not just to be making shiurim, but the sweet pleasure of learning Torah, beating that same drum. And that's the secret of his influence on his kahila, on his family, on his friends like me, and on Klal Yisrael. It's the secret of our survival and success. Turning Saturday night into Matzoi Shabbos. Turning Thursday night into Leil Mishmer. Everyone knows that in the Yeshiva Shavelt, in Arzeinu HaKdoshah, I learned in Kol Torah, the Mishmer, you learned the whole night, Thursday night. But that was miyuchid, that secret for the Bnei Torah. And now it's being shared by his kehila and the greater Flatbush community and other satellite locations. And I've been there 3-4 times to give the share. A geshmak ha'olam was licked in the Asik. You feel bad disturbing them. They're in the middle of a rischa deraisa. You don't want to stop their learning. It's like a gevaldig nachas that Rabbi Shlom has from a goyim of Yisrael and his wonderful Rebbetzin. It was Masa B'Leiv and Nefesh, the Dechinach HaBonais. We just read about the manufacturing of the Aron and the Menorah. And the Menorah was so intricate, Miksho Achas, that it had to be thrown into the fire to produce the Menorah. Why didn't they throw the Kruvim into the fire? That's also very intricate. The Kruvim on top of the Orin, why weren't they thrown into the fire? You know why? Because when you're dealing with Kruvim, with children, you don't throw them into the fire. There's a delicate process of raising children. There's an intricate detail to every child. And their natural resources and talents have to be brought out. They have to realize fruition in all that they do. We have to see greatness in them at every stage of their life. That's why Kruvim had to be in, created. They couldn't just be thrown into the fire. Children don't come out with one mold. When you look at a kehila like Gudas Yisrael, Madison, it's Medrash HaGadol, I forgot the rest of it. Oh, the Rosenthal building, I don't remember. So every single Mispalo and member of the Kehila is a child. Briskerov asks, why does it say Vishinantam Vanechila Talmidim? It should say Vishinantam Talmidim. So he says a phenomenal thing. To ask a Rebbe, describe your class to me. second grade Rebbe, Beis Medrash Rebbe, Rosh Koyel, he says, well, I got 30 kids in the class. 10 of them on the bottom. 10 of them middle. 10 of them, they're Eluyim, Mitzuyonim. Which one should I tell you about? This Masvid, this Lamdin, this Amkin. He knows Shaz, he's a goyim, he published Svarim, he's in sixth grade. Unbelievable. Thank you, Mashiach. When you talk to a father, says the Brisker Rav, the child's struggling. The marriage isn't working out so well. I've got issues. That's the first one he speaks about. That's why we talk about every says the Brisker Rav. And that's the yisoy of Shinan Tamulvanech Eila Talmidim. The Talmidim have to be brought up not as a Talmud, but as a son. No one know what it's about. None of your business. Al-Kabadim. He has this fifth chelik called Seichel. Rebbe's own health, and he and his rebbes and should see tremendous nachas from his wonderful mishpacha. Mazel tov on the Naya Chosin and Kala. He should build it by his name of Yisrael, Hashem to Tiferes. He should see gevaldige nachas from his kila, from Flappish, from Klal Yisrael. And he should keep on beating this drum and lead us quickly to the coming of Mashiach. Amen.